On February 10, 1999, Mark Barrett and Sarah Bonnell drove to the Lexington Correctional Center to see Glenn Gore in what was supposedly a routine interview. Though Ron's retrial had not been scheduled, they were preparing for it anyway. Gore surprised them by saying he had been expecting a visit. He was reading the newspapers, keeping up with events. He had read about Judge C's opinion back in 1995 and knew that another trial was somewhere in the future. They chatted for a while about that possibility, and the conversation shifted to Bill Peterson, a man Gore despised because he put him in prison for 40 years. Barrett asked Gore why he testified against Williamson and Fritz. "It was all Peterson," he said. "Peterson threatened him, said he'd go after him if he didn't help nail Williamson and Fritz." "Would you be willing to take a polygraph on this?" Mark asked. Gore said he had no problem with a polygraph and added that he had offered to take one for the police, but it never happened. The lawyers asked Gore if he would give them a saliva sample for DNA, and he said it wasn't necessary. The state already had his DNA. All prisoners were required to submit samples. As they talked about DNA, Mark Barrett told Gore that Fritz and Williamson had been tested. Gore already knew this. "Could your DNA be on her?" Barrett asked. "Probably," Gore said, because he had danced with her 5 times that night. "Dancing wouldn't do it," Mark said, and went on to explain the basics of leaving a DNA trail. Blood, saliva, hair, sweat, semen. "They have DNA from the semen," Mark said. Gore's expression changed dramatically, and he was obviously bothered by this information. He called time and left to go find his legal advisor. He returned with Reuben, a jailhouse lawyer. While he was away, Sarah Bonnell asked a guard for a Q-tip. "Glenn, would you give a saliva sample?" Sarah asked, holding the Q-tip. Gore grabbed the Q-tip, snapped it in two, cleaned both ears, then dropped the two halves into his shirt pocket. "Did you have sex with her?" Mark asked. Gore wouldn't respond. "Are you saying you never had sex with her?" Mark asked again. "I'm not saying that." "If you did, that semen is going to match up to your DNA." "I didn't do it," Gore said. "I can't help you." He and Reuben stood, and the interview was over. As they were leaving, Mark Barrett asked Gore if they could meet again. "Sure," said Gore, "but it might be better if they met at his job site." Job site? Mark thought he was serving a 40-year prison sentence. Gore explained that during the day he worked in Purcell, Sarah Bonnell's hometown, in the public works department. Catch him over there, and they could have a longer talk. Mark and Sarah agreed, though both were taken aback by Gore's outside employment. That afternoon, Mark called Mary Long, who was then in charge of the DNA testing section of the OSBI, and suggested that they find Gore's DNA in the prison data bank and compare it with the semen samples from the crime scene. She agreed to do so.